think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey Pals.
I can still remember how that
this is Don McLean.
Used to make me smile.
And today is February 3rd.
And
I think
I
it was 19, was it 51 or 59, the day the music died? I think it's February 3rd.
For a while.
I don't do math. Talking about high school.
But February made me shiver.
February.
With every paper,
the Big Bopper.
I deliver.
Richie Valens.
Bad news on
59.
The
Buddy Holly. I was in
I couldn't take
February.
One more step.
I was in the eighth grade.
I can't remember if I cried when I read about his
widowed
bride.
That was Buddy Holly's wife. The Beatles named themselves the Beatles to be a bug like the crickets. They were so influenced. Crank it up.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.
Oh, thanks, Nigel. Thanks to Don McLean, and thanks to those guys for the music, huh?
Yeah.
You're too young.
Oh, I love that song.
I love that song.
I grew up on the Beatles.
Well, that's Don McLean.
I know.
Oh, yeah, but you grew up on the Beatles and the Crickets and all those people, didn't we? You know, there are kids alive who do not know who the Beatles are. Oh!
It's hard to believe. Yeah.
Hard to believe. Okay, we're in the middle of our talk of stars. This is the segment where Charles, he's not a Charlie, you can tell he's not a Charlie.
I grew up a Charlie, actually.
Oh, you know, this Shakespeare took that away. Charles Pasternak. Now, tell us what you've done in your career.
My career's been mostly in the regional theater, so working...
Other than that medical experience at Yale.
Other than that medical experience at Yale and Oxford.
Did you ever want to be a doctor?
No.
Work with me. Oh, no.
I could be very argumentative as a kid. So people would tell me I could make a good lawyer.
How fun.
But I've luckily veered from that path. No offense to the lawyers out there.
I'll offend them. So you've done a lot of acting.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
teaching.
Yeah, teaching is a more recent thing for me. And it started really during the pandemic. I just started a pay what you can Shakespeare class on Zoom, just as a way to artistically. I was going crazy, you know.
Shakespeare class on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't believe it. If the bard only knew.
Right, I know.
Oh, my stars.
Yeah, yeah. But it was the only way to do anything during the pandemic for us, for actors of live theater. There was
terrible.
No work.
Still is. Gone. Look what's happening in New York.
I know. You're right.
So what's your favorite thing to do?
To either to direct and act in Shakespeare.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Favorite play?
You know, that changes so often. It's hard. I mean, Hamlet's obvious, and it's probably the one I swing back to most. But the ones that I really fall in love with are actually a lot of his lesser known and done plays.
I was just going to ask you.
Yeah, the late romances, Pericles, The Winter's Tale, Cymbeline, and some of his troublesome plays, Troilus and Cressida, and All's Well That Ends Well. Play, you know, I love. Almost all of his work. I would say I love all of his work, even though I recognize some of the early histories are weaker plays. But
you'd be great on Jeopardy.
In this one specific
category.
Yes. I would. And so that's my great love. And you know, without always knowing how to pursue it, anything that brought me closer to it, any thread that did, I followed it. And
what do you attribute the genius that was Shakespeare?
I don't know that you can quantify genius of that size in terms of Shakespeare's
that size. That's a
yeah, Beethoven's.
His talent was almost too big for the world.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to fathom, except that they do come around enough every now and then. You know, Beethoven's, Bach's.
Oh yes.
Your Michelangelo's, your Da Vinci's.
Could you bring it forward to a Paul McCartney and a John Lennon?
Yeah, I think some certainly would. Some certainly would.
Contemporary.
Yeah, in terms of the contemporary artists. You know, it's hard to have perspective on genius within one's lifetime, which is part of this debate of canonization, which is, you know, when you look at what's really popular, what's thought of as great during any specific period, much of it,
look at art,
falls away and disappears. Yeah,
art's a classic example.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where there's very exciting hot things in certain points that do not historically survive. So it's hard to say.
Jeffrey Siegel did our show because he's coming back to the McCallum with keyboard conversations, and he's doing Beethoven, and we talked about the genius.
Yeah,
and it just transcends. And we all tend to say, well, we don't have them anymore, the Rachmaninoffs and all those, you know who they are.
Right.
But we probably do, what you just said, we don't see them.
Yeah, it's hard to know. We, in a way, we're blinded by all the practicalities of our own life, all the lenses we're looking at new work through. And that's not a bad thing per se. I mean, love what you love, enjoy what you enjoy. It doesn't have to be quantified as great. And if you think it's great, then that's wonderful. But there is a canonization of certain artists whose work outstrips time. And I think Shakespeare will be as popular 500 years from now as he is now. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he.
But I know that you do plays that are not Shakespearean.
Certainly, and there's other playwrights I love. You know, I don't know if we're talking about this right now, but I'm doing a play I love right now here in Palm
the next
Springs.
Segment.
All right, we'll do that in the next section.
We'll
great.
Talk about that. Stay tuned.
So
I've seen it; it's fabulous. But we'll talk about that.
Excellent.
What's going on at your theater? What are the dreams for your theater?
Well, you know, that's because of what's happened in my life recently. That's shifting. First of all, my theater in Los Angeles, The Porters of Hellsgate, has
the what?
The Porters of Hellsgate. It's a quote from the Scottish play, a somewhat irreverent name for a classical theater company. And we've been dark for 2 years.
Oh, my stars.
You know, we've done positive things within the organization, a lot of positive things in terms of self-care, both practical and in terms of mission statements and goals. And we've done a lot of positive things for ourselves, ready to come out of this. But every time we discuss coming out of it, it proves
Something.
And
something
so
happens.
But the leadership will be passing on. And because I will be moving to Santa Cruz to take over Santa Cruz Shakespeare.
It's a beautiful place.
It's an amazing place.
And very artistic in yet a different sense.
Yeah.
Beautiful in Santa Cruz, yes.
Yeah, I mean it's
the physical beauty of it is
overwhelming.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. So
I love California.
I love California too. I love California very much. So
of course you are sitting in paradise. Palm Springs, please. Please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever done musicals? Can you sing? You said you had to study all that stuff.
Sure. I mean, no, I don't. I have a passable voice. I might even have a decent voice, but I've never trained for it. And in the same way that I wouldn't want, you know, you have to earn your stripes. This is a valuable technique. I wouldn't do I might be in a chorus or something, but I wouldn't presume to be in a musical without the proper training.
And I won't do a Shakespearean play.
Right, right. I mean, and it's not that you couldn't gather that skill, but I have enough honor for the skill not to assume that I can just.
Do you think young people have the same appreciation and respect that you grew up with for Shakespeare? And I know that's a vague generality, and I hate those questions, but it's my show.
Sure. Well, it's your show, and it's your question. It's hard to know.
So much has been lost in the schools. Our music programs, a lot of our sports programs, a lot of the arts.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just wondered where you thought it would come from.
My opinion of our education system is very low. People have been talking about live theater dying for as long as live theater's been around. People have been talking about Shakespeare. Some people have been talking about it becoming irrelevant for 400 years, or maybe 300 plus. And it hasn't proven true yet. So do I see a great deal of passion out of young people for Shakespeare? Some. I've met some.
I wonder if there's another Shakespeare out there.
I hope so.
Yes.
I hope so. But again, there have been truly great playwrights since. Are there any today that are of that eminence? I don't know. I might take a few guesses that some of them will.
And you know, it's so hard to get anything done now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in one sense, when you look at the kids who have these one hit, they have a song and it goes viral and it's on all the social media and they're a multimillionaire in a week.
Right.
And they haven't woodshedded or paid their dues. We were talking about that.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different mindset they have to deal with and grow up and continue to top.
Mm-hmm.
But to start now and become a successful playwright would be terribly difficult, I think.
I imagine so. I mean, there are some doing it. The one thing is that a lot of it's a weird reflection of early Hollywood too. You know, great playwrights, Clifford Odets, etc., were snatched up for Hollywood screenwriters.
Yes.
Some of them it worked wonderfully for, some of them it destroyed. But I know that a lot of successful playwrights today are making cross careers over to television. They're on writers' rooms. So
that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm glad that they're making their money there.
And they're still creative.
And they're still creative. And I think there's less of a dividing line now than there was in early Hollywood.
I think it's blurred. I think you're right. I think you're right.
So I'm glad that they have that. That doesn't make the path there any easier.
No, or the work any more profound. I worry a little bit about the caliber. Some things, I watch things like Andy Griffith and I Love Lucy.
Right.
Although I think Everybody Loves Raymond is very well written.
Mm.
2 and a Half Men, very well written.
Mm.
But it's a different kind of humor.
Oh, certainly. Certainly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I don't know what this, you know, sitcoms are not my area of expertise, but TV in the long form storytelling is certainly going through a certain golden age between.
I watch Turner Classic Movies.
Well, I love Turner Classic
Me
Movies.
Too. All night, every night.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of, you know.
And black and white, only black and white.
Right.
Mildred Pierce and Casablanca and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, it's lovely to have you here. Okay, Joey Pals, on the other side of the treasure chest. We're coming back and we're going to talk about where you can meet and see and enjoy this talented, talented man. And it's right here in our own little village. Okay, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.